But right, let's get straight to questions. Unless, I don't think there's a pressing legal issue. There is the EU sellout that's coming. I mean, it's being negotiated in the most ridiculous EU fashion, and I really think we as a country need to man up and just tell them to stop being infants. They are insisting on a last-minute talk on Sunday, which will no doubt go into the early hours of Monday morning, because they are predictable and tedious bureaucrats who think that by making negotiations go into the morning, they can get what they want. And we really just need to man up and deal with them. I have friends who are Swiss lawyers, and they've been aware that the EU is a nightmare to negotiate with for ages. Switzerland is smaller than us, and my friends often tell me off, and they're like, why don't you stand up to them? You could shut down. We control money flows. We're one of the most important banking hubs in the world, like New York, and there are others. Europe doesn't have anywhere near the capital, the money, the sheer volume of money that it needs. And it has to, every day, borrow it from London. And if we just shut down access to London, we could paralyze the entire EU's economy. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that we do that, but if we did, and we've got tools to use that we never use. We always go in bowing down. I mean, literally, our prime minister is being bullied by Mauritius. I mean, it's a surprise that Vatican City and Bhutan haven't just managed to, you know, gain massive territory from us and large amounts of our money. But no doubt the bollard will give in, because he's a bollard. Right, got to be a question. And this is Ali. Got to be a question about the lovely Rupert. Should he sue Reform? That is very much for him. I am a peacemaker, and I would like people to make peace. FIL will vote for Rupert's new party, as I do not trust Farage. I really don't think we need another party. I don't think a shortage of parties is the problem. But anyway, you do whatever you want, Ali. I believe people are voting for them because we are desperate. Well, yes, people are desperate. I saw a clip of a mum from a council estate who's livid as anything, and I would be too. The children in where I live are in danger. We are, of course, we're angry. Of course we are. And he's promised to smash the gangs for the working people. And he's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. And the idea that we're so stupid that you can just say things and we'll believe them and that way will become reality is just because they're educated morons. And they think that that's true and that you're all so stupid that you'll believe what they tell you, but you'll believe your lived experience. And when we see these things and when we're in danger, I tweeted about if you walk to the station for the studio for GB News, you pass a tent encampment where I've seen multiple live, you know, real fires where people are cooking. I mean, and it's got all sorts of furniture as well as tents. It's a home. And this is just not sustainable, and none of us feel safe in London. I certainly don't. The most important thing I did yesterday was get David into a cab and then make sure that he messaged when he got home so that I knew that he was safe. London feels very rough right now, rougher than I've known her in a very long time. The tube train I travelled home on was covered in graffiti, and not just graffiti, they etch on the windows. But so I get that we're desperate. Everybody's got to do what they want to do. I do believe in peace. I would like there to be peace. Marie, Stephen, the Welsh government has decided to have automatic voter registration. Now, Marie, I've not seen this and I have missed this story, but I didn't want you to feel ignored. So I'm going to go away and learn about this. And please remind me, Marie, that you promised to deal with this last week so that I get on top of this, because I don't know what the Welsh government are doing. I don't like alternative votes. I don't like PR. I don't like anything that games the system. David and I were talking yesterday. There is a philosophical belief held by Plato that you need to manage democracy. And there is a philosophical belief held by Aristotle that you don't, and that democracy regulates itself. I, David, and the British Constitution all followed Aristotle. The New Labour Party, the Germans, the EU, all follow Plato, and they're all just wrong. Maybe do a peaceful punch. What are you up to? What are people up to? Oh, punching the bollard. Oh, dear. Poor bollard. And he had the world's best voice coach. World's best. On tap 24/7. Terry, How can the public hold judges accountable for their feeble sentencing when it's clear a higher sentence should have been handed down through politicians? So always the answer. Oi, 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 who's causing a bother? Bella, get back on that mat. Bella, go mat. Now. They think it's a license to just wander around and cause... Anyway, the answer's always going to be part of the political process. So it's always going to be ministers and your MP and campaigning and causing a fuss and making a noise and forming groups and lobbying. Because almost if the answer is anything else, you've got a dictatorship. If there's any power, Bella, get on that mat. If there's any power greater than your demos, than you, then you are under its control. And we must not make that mistake that human beings make time and time again of assuming that a dictator will be benign. We should simply reject a dictator, not have one. That is the most important thing we can do. And I want us to restore democracy. Good question, Kate. Where's Kate? Now I can't find her. I just said the Treasury block efforts to control immigration. Because the Treasury believes that immigration is always good for the economy. This is because the Treasury is a cult. It is a cult of largely young people, but some older people who believe in progressive mantras, because the harder that they believe in progressive mantras, the more they will advance in their careers. We have literally structured a cult inside the public sector where you are benefited, you benefit materially from demonstrating your commitment to diversity and equality, meaning that you, if you said that we should have less immigration, you're never getting promoted again. And as a result of this incentive structure, the Treasury is broken. And unfortunately, the Treasury is the most powerful ministry. And the Treasury tends to get whatever the Treasury tends to get. The ministers we now have are not worth holding a candle to. They are weak and pathetic human beings. I love the way that the ministers are almost an equal mix of men and women, so we can finally admit that there's an equal mix of utterly incompetent men and women in the world, and we've got them in our government, so they won't stand up to the civil servants. All these ideas, taking away the winter fuel payment, that's a Treasury idea. Giving away Chagos, that's a Foreign and Commonwealth Office idea. Lammy and the ministers just want the glamour and the cameras and the free stuff. And they're like, you can run everything to the civil service, and the civil service is not competent. That's the big, big problem. Starmer literally got into office thinking, I've got Sue Gray. She knows how to run the civil service. The civil service know how to run the country. I won't have to do anything. This will be great. And I think the poor man is aging as he suddenly realizes that's not true. Dave, the suck up. Asks, there's no point to another probably very small right-wing party. I think that, Dave. I like Rupert Lowe, but Farage on reform are getting more and more organised and professional. Vote for the Alternative Rise of Centre Party. It's wasted, in my opinion. We do not need to fragment the right-leaning vote. Please discuss. Yeah, so I do. I'm with you on that, Dave. I don't like fragmentation. I'm aware of moves to... How much can I disclose? I don't want to get in trouble. But there must be peace. There must be peace. We must all come together. We all love the country, so it's not impossible. And even were Nigel to win the election, I think he would struggle. I mean, depends who he has as candidates, but it's going to struggle to form a cabinet that's robust enough and talented enough to deal with an incompetent civil service. And incompetent civil service is a really big problem. When Blair got into office, you know, he had ideas and capable ministers, but he also did let the civil service largely run things. But that's fine if they're able and they know what they're doing and the economy's okay. It's not fine 30 years later when they've all been going, we must have more immigration, we must have more immigration, we must have more immigration in order to get promoted. And so we're coming to an age where we need politicians of substance. And I think Nigel needs, I hope he does, I'm sure he will. Please discuss. Love your show, by the way. Not that I'm sucking up at all. That's why Dave is called the suck up. So I'm not being that rude today. I'm just teasing. Samantha, yes, splitting the right vote is a good discussion because I'm sure Farage won't be any different to the Tories now. Only UKIP and Rupert will actually deport the illegal immigrants and stop all immigration. I don't know who to trust anymore. I don't think any of us do. There's a lot of distrust going around for which you can only blame politicians. That is the problem. All I can say is that ultimately, if we will keep voting out parties until you know, one of them actually does what the public demands. And that's going to get rocky, but there are political processes for that. I mean, I'm not convinced the Bollard will survive much longer. And then I'm not convinced that his or her replacement will necessarily survive terribly long. And then you get to a point where the public are just like, give us a general election now. So I do warn people to be more ready for a general election than I think they are being. No, hello, Sarah. Catmint, I think I saw one of your questions and I lost it. I'm so brilliant, aren't I? That's rubbish. Sue, good evening, Stephen and the lovelies. It's not a question, but I wanted to share a moment of positive power. I hope everybody saw this. It was really nice. I accompanied my mother to a pensioner's lunch hosted by a large international company. The chap from HQ stood up to address the room for a brief time before the meal. He announced that due to diversity, equality and inclusion, that they were dropping the tradition of saying grace before we eat. This followed audible gasps from the room. An elderly man sat next to the gentleman speaking, stood up and took the mic. He stated that he thought it was an utter disgrace, that he could not say grace. The room erupted into applause. He then went on to say, going to say it, and invited whoever wished to join him. 200 pensioners then loudly and proudly said grace. The chap from HQ was blushing, stated he would send our feedback to head office. Good. I mean, that's absolutely marvellous, isn't it? And why should we lose our traditions? Why is it inclusive to oppress Christianity? That's not obviously inclusive. And I've said it before, and I'll always say it again, that my lovely Muslim friends, who when we were on the council together, and they were my fellow councillors, and the chair, always stood and did prayers before council. And that's what we did, because that's what we've always done. And we don't need to give up our traditions in order to include people. That's not really what inclusion is. That's oppression of one people in the name of helping others. And all the nice people don't want to oppress us. Anyway, then one of my mates, who's a Muslim councillor, he was like, you're mad for getting rid of Christianity. You're mad. Just why don't you all go back to church? And I was just like, I know. I wish they would. Hopefully we'll get through this madness. Terry thought that was beautiful. And DEI has ruined the country and become toxic. A point I'd like to make is that it has to. So the DEI industry, if it ended racism tomorrow, and if there was no racism, which actually, by the way, is, I think, the status quo, or if it was unable to manufacture a racist incident or pretend that racism was going on, they'd all get sacked. So we've all these people who have a job, the personal interest, and it's quite a lot of money to a lot of people who really probably couldn't work anywhere else. You know, and it's that toxic combination of self-interest that I think leads the DEI industry in particular to promote racism and promote fights. They want to promote homophobia. They want to promote oppression of women, as we saw with the trans issue. We must resist this. And that's part of our loveliness agenda, that by being lovely, we shall actually defeat these divisive people who are pretending, who are foul, not fair, but fair is foul and foul is fair. We shall be lovely. Alan. Hi, lovely Stephen. It's lovely Alan. Can anything be done about Shamama Mahmood releasing criminals into society as she seems hell-bent on not using prisons due to overcrowding, which she's blaming on the Tories? If they need space in prison, they could let out Lucy Connolly. Yeah? Nothing to do with uncontrolled immigration then. Yeah, there is. There's 10,000 prisoners we could deport. That would free up space on the prison estate. I don't believe Labour. I think they want to release violent criminals and lock up political opponents. I think that they are mad socialists. Shabana Mahmood's probably one of the least bad in that she vaguely sometimes does good things. Vaguely. She's not as bad as Mad Ed. But, you know, with Ed, it's not his fault. You know, we've all got to remember that. Yeah, be kind. The answer, Alan, is always political pressure. And just stick with that. Let that be our mantra, that we form groups, we lobby our MP, we never shut up, we never stop writing to them, we get our mates to do it as well, we form groups in our communities, and we lobby. And that's how we will achieve things. Biscuit, that's very sweet, but I want you to go to the mat. Yes, Biscuit, go mat. That is what I mean when I say that. Don't wag your little tail at me. Jane, hi Stephen, question for Friday. As we know, Starmer has a large majority. Oh, I notice people don't trust Nigel. I don't think I'll get involved in that because I just don't think that's for me. But you're more than welcome to express your personal views. That is what we are, you know, when that's what the Lovelies do. Question Friday. As we know, Starmer has a large majority of seats in Parliament. Is it therefore possible for him to create a law to stop the next general election from taking place? Now, this is what I've named this session after. So this is the important question. Can the Prime Minister cancel the next election? Yes. And I have to say that because Parliament is supreme. And if I said no, then you'd all immediately say, well, what would stop the Prime Minister? And if the answer is to that question, what would stop the Prime Minister, is judges, then we are not a democracy. We are a tyranny, a dictatorship of judges. And if the answer to that question was, I don't know, the head of Ofcom, or you two get along, please. If the answer to that question was the head of Ofcom, then we'd be a dictatorship run by the head of Ofcom. You're seeing how this is going. If the answer to that question was the Archbishop of Canterbury could stop the Prime Minister from doing this, then we'd be under a theocracy run by the Archbishop of Canterbury. We haven't got one at the moment, so that'd be quite funny. If it was the king, then we'd be a monarchy again, which we tried really hard to get away from. So the answer is the Parliament is supreme and the Prime Minister could, in theory, block an election. And there are conceivable positions, not in 2025, but there are conceivable worlds in which that could be a beneficial position, something were going on. For example, we were at war with Germany, that type of thing. But, I mean, it doesn't have to just be Germany, but I'm just pointing out we did it during the Second World War. Oi, you two, stop that. Bella, in particular, you're being grumpy. So it is possible. Should he do it, I would want you to again man up, be tough, be politically engaged, and scream your heads off at how angry you are so that he is faced with no choice, so that the press are forced to cover it, so that the press are outraged, and so that everybody is screaming at him to call a general election, which he would then have to call, and then he would lose it in an even more spectacularly bad way than he's going to lose it already. So, Jane, thank you for asking the question. I think it is really important. I hope I've explained it in a normal way. I'm going to have some little bit of Diet Coke because I'm getting very croaky. Denise says, we could all live together, Denise. All the grannies together. It's nice. I had a friend who always wanted to get a big house in London and everybody to live in it like a sort of commune. I thought it was a loon. But it's a nice idea. Denise, good evening, Stephen and the Lovelies. Lucy Connolly's appeal is tomorrow. I'm going to be very careful on what I say or don't say about Lucy Connolly. Saving that, Denise is asking a very clear question I can ask. Which law was enforced for this? So Lucy Connolly pled guilty to racially aggravated incitement to violence. And that's a very serious... Will you two stop it? That's a very serious offence. Lucy's counsel put to the Court of Appeal that she didn't know that was what she pled guilty to. She said that she was led to believe it was quite a minor thing and that her solicitor had told her that she would be out by Christmas. I have no reason to disbelieve Lucy Connolly, nor does anybody else, by the way. She doesn't have a dishonesty conviction. And I think that needs to be looked at much more with much more importance. I'm looking forward to the judgment. Because if there is a problem in our criminal justice system of non-lawyers being effectively lent on to plead guilty, then that's far more serious than almost anything else. If we can't trust the criminal justice system, then where are we? So I'm very interested in to see what that comes out in the outcome. It is a very serious offence. I don't think it's made out. So Ben Habib was very good on GB News, I think yesterday or the day before, saying that in his view, it's not incitement because she didn't actually say, please go and do this. She said, I don't care if it happens, or worse than that effect. Let's see what their lordships do. I'm a bit disappointed that judgment is delayed. And yeah, we'll just see where we are. Samantha, question for Friday, please. Seconded by our lovelies, Petronella and Hillary, can I suggest a compact, concise body of law for us to study, please? I will try to attend Friday. Yes, so I need to go back. What you're basically, all three of you, telling me is I need to get back to teaching equity again, which I will do. And I could probably teach tort at the same time. I was thinking this, that, well, maybe crime crime is just so gross. It's not lovely. There's no loveliness in crime. That's too taut. But yeah, I just need to get less lazy. I know it's a bit of a secret, but I did have an election. And that is a lot of work, particularly when you're with Kirsty and she makes you do loads of knocking on doors and delivering leaflets. But that's all over and I should focus on the Substack. I think Substack needs to get more love. Hillary, finally, Hillary, I was wondering where you were as I was going through all of this. Hi, Stephen. Question for Friday. A report today states the NHS are going to treat some nursery-aged children as transgender. I hope everybody has watched the interview with Amy. I hope everybody has come to the same conclusion that Amy is a lovely who cares about children and who is not some weirdo who campaigns to hurt people or upset them and who just cares about protecting women and vulnerable women and children, which is what everybody should do. There was a lovely doctor in the comments. Forgive me, I can't remember his name, but he was being lovely and saying, you know, it's obvious that she just wants to do her job. And he was saying, you know, and all this nonsense, all this political nonsense in the NHS. These people go into the NHS, most of them, because they're lovely people who want to heal sick people. Stop asking them to dance to this ridiculous quasi-religion. Just leave them be. Nursery children should not be considered transgender, in my view, ever. And I think it is bordering on child abuse. It will end in a scandal, is my horrible prediction. Who in their right minds decides this nonsense? Loons, Hillary. How can it be stopped? Again, we need to scream at our politicians to make sure that they know we care about this stuff. In the old days, we used to stay quiet and sort of do that thing of being very British, of communicating without talking. I'm afraid our politicians have lost the ability to hear us in the way that they used to be able to hear us. So we are going to have to start really, really making things unavoidably clear to them. My live chat has died. Oh, no, Denise. Have I lost internet? No. I'm going to hope everybody else is all right. Nearly at the end, anyway. Petronella, hi, Stephen. Hope you're well. The state suicide bill is being voted on in the Commons today. Written three times to my Liberal MCP. Liberals escaped London and moved here, and he's responded the same email each time, made up his mind on how to vote. In my honest opinion, this should be a national referendum. I think it should be a national referendum. I really hate the state murder bill, the state killing bill. I really hate the idea of industrial killing, point one. Point two, the state shouldn't be killing us. We are in charge of it, not the other way around. Point three, their safeguards are paper thin at best. They're a joke. Point four, they are literally going to be promoting it. So they're going to be in you're going to be in a hospice or a care home, and they're going to be saying, oh, hello, love, morning. You thought about dying? Oh, no, okay, tomorrow. Hi, morning. Have you thought about dying? I mean, this is just grotesque. This is beyond grotesque. Yes, Sandra, I can only see three messages at a time, which is why I get lost. People keep losing signal, which I'll investigate, but I don't know if that is me, because I think my internet is pretty good. But then again, it could just be Substack. Nobody should blame anybody else. I really hate this bill. A lot of us do. And if they vote it through, then I think they'll show the nation what they are. I am absolutely horrified by the idea. It absolutely terrifies me. There will be such lovely little old ladies and little old gentlemen who I don't want to be a burden. I hadn't thought about that, but I wouldn't want to be a burden. You know, there'll be people. There was a lovely disabled man in Canada who's living with his disability, and he was just saying, look, the fact that they ask me all the time if I want to die is just ruining the quality of my life. And you can see how that would be. And they are going to be promoting it inside care homes and hospices, whether the care home or hospice wants it or not. So a lot of Christian and religious hospices will close down because they won't want to promote suicide because it's they see it as evil because it's evil. And the other thing I hate about this bill is that it's for profit. So they're going to make the providers of Serco or whoever gets the contract to kill us, it's going to make a profit from killing us. What a brilliant idea. It's worse than Soylent Green. It's just worse. Sorry, this lurgy's not good. David, does Gary Lynn... Oh, no, it's not. Oh, I'm turned into that guy off the Fast Show. Does Gary Lineker's tweet qualify as hate speech? I can't say whether it does or doesn't, because that would be to defame Mr. Lineker. Should it be reported to the police? I think anything people are genuinely concerned with should be reported to the police. And that's where I'll leave that, David. I think it is ridiculous that Lucy Connolly languishes in prison while a number of people, and it's not just one now, but they are all from the left, and nothing happens to them. And that is an absolute disgrace. Right, we'll try and keep this short, so I've got to run away. Bye. I've had a lovely, I hope, and hopefully I'll be better next time. Everybody have a lovely weekend. Black pepper. What was that? Raw honey and eat it, chew. Oh, okay. I'll give it a try. I feel rubbish. Right, bye.